Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:45, quarter till 9, our next guest has been called by the Washington Post a formidable reporter, a competent writer. Stephen Ambrose, I hope you know who he is, best-selling historian, one of the top political reporters in the South. He's a noted author. He's one of these guys that I just, you know, there are authors that resonate with you that you love to read their stuff, and Tyler Bridges is one of those. His books, Five Laterals and a Trombone, about the infamous end of the Stanford-Cal game, The Flight, about his journey of his father in the war, A Father's War, A Son's Search, Long Shot. He co-wrote with Jeremy Alford about John Bel Edwards being elected governor of Louisiana and the rise and fall of David Duke. With that, we welcome in Tyler Bridges. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Tommy. Good morning.
You can get all those books, by the way, at tylerbridges.com. Tyler's a staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, and as well as being an accomplished author. Let's talk about Governor Landry's call for a special session and on taxes and the effect that could have on local governments. Tyler, and you're going to have to kind of walk us through this because this is complicated stuff.
Sure. So the basics are that Governor Landry has called the state legislature into session on November 6th, the day after the election, and that special session could go as late as November 25th. And what the governor wants to do is have the biggest overhaul of Louisiana's tax system since the state constitution was adopted by voters in 1974. So what Governor Landry wants to do is change everybody's taxes in the state. So I think everybody, all of your listeners, will have a stake in what happens in Baton Rouge next month. Basically, what the governor wants to do is shift the tax burden away from income taxes more towards sales taxes. And the result would be everybody generally would pay about the same, although as I've noted in my articles for the newspaper, Louisiana has a regressive tax system, meaning that the poor pay a higher percentage of their taxes than the wealthy. And the changes that Governor Landry is seeking would enshrine that system with the change.
Tell me where the inventory tax fits into this as it relates to local governments.
Yeah, so the inventory tax is something that is it's basically a property tax on business inventory. And
let me just jump in, Tyler, if I can for a second, because I'm having a hard time understanding this. So if I own a business, what am I paying an inventory tax on?
On the movable items, particularly. One of the problems with the business the inventory tax is it's assessed in January. And companies that can move assets into Louisiana or move out of them, they'll move their stuff around for tax reasons. And actually, it's not a bad tax for businesses because they then get they're assessed by local governments on their inventory, and then they can go to the state government and get a credit on those taxes paid to local government. So businesses have an incentive actually to get a higher tax on this, and it's an important tax for local governments. But again, tax experts don't think it's a good tax, and there are several ways that the Landry administration is seeking to make changes that the tax experts say will simplify the system, make it less complicated. But under the governor's plan, parishes could decide whether they wanted to continue imposing this property tax on business inventory.
So if I sell widget, well, let me make it an actual example. If I sell sports jerseys and T-shirts and stuff like that as a business owner, I pay tax on what I have in the store at one given moment in January?
I believe that's correct, yeah.
Okay, so I can manipulate that in a way, I guess, so that it's more favorable to me or not?
Yeah, you can bring in stuff from out of state, let's say from Texas or Mississippi, and bring it into the state at that moment that it's collected, and it seems as if your inventory is much higher, and then you move it out of the state after the tax has been assessed. And again, that's not bad for the business, because under the tax law, you can then go to the state and have them give you a credit for the taxes that you paid to local government for that inventory tax.
And the local governments are, tell you what, let me take a break now, because I think this is a good point to let my eyes deglaze, okay? And we'll talk about what effect it would have if, as the governor wants it to pass, and what the sheriffs are saying about the effect of changing the inventory tax on local governments if it is changed as the governor wants it. All right, Tyler? Make sure you don't let me hurt myself here. Tyler Bridges, staff writer for Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Great author, love reading his stuff. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 855 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Tyler Bridges, staff writer for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of several books. Governors issued the call for a special session. It started, Tyler, correct me if I'm wrong, as a constitutional convention. Then it was a special session for something else. Now it's a special session for this, which is kind of like a part of what the governor wanted, but not all of it. Am I close there or not?
Yeah, earlier this year, the governor wanted the legislature to call for a constitutional convention to rewrite the entire Constitution. The state Senate refused to go along with that. So the governor's backup plan is to have the legislature rewrite the state, rewrite the tax system. But part of the governor's plan would also go to voters if the legislature agrees. Changes in the state constitution dealing with taxes would go to voters on March 29th.
So a lot of sheriffs in different parishes are responsible for tax collection. What concerns are they expressing to you about changing the inventory tax?
Yeah, the Louisiana has a system where local government revenue, a good portion of it is dependent on money from the state. And so the inventory tax is part of that. And again, it's a convoluted tax system. But the sheriffs and other local government officials are afraid that the changes that the governor wants the legislature to approve next month in that special session would leave local governments with less revenue than they are collecting today. The local officials are making their concerns known to their state senators and state representatives, and those are bubbling up into public, and it's something that the governor will have to contend with. Tommy, one of the things he wants to do is keep the 0.45 cent sales tax that was imposed by Governor John Bel Edwards and the Republican legislature in 2018. That's due to expire next year. That will take 70 votes in the House and 26 in the Senate, which is a two-thirds margin. And, you know, Republicans don't like voting for tax measures, and the governor is asking them to approve that and other measures that would make people pay more to be able to offset the tax reductions on income taxes that the governor is proposing also.
One thing that numerous small business organizations have told me, and business organizations, is that as it relates, and community organizations, as it relates to attracting outside business, centralized tax collection would be an important part of attracting business, of making it easier on business owners here. But that's not a part of this special call, is it?
No, Tommy, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think the major reason is that the sheriffs are indeed the tax collectors, as you note, and they do not like the centralized sales tax plan. They think that they will not get back all the money that they are owed from the central state government under that plan. But I think most experts say it would be a smart thing. So if you're a business in multiple parishes, you just make one tax payment to the state instead of having to make lots of local tax payments.
So there's a bone thrown to the sheriffs to make it more palatable?
Yeah, you know, the governor's concocting a plan that he's trying to get the votes, and that he needs a two-thirds vote for any measure that raises revenue. And, you know, again, Republicans don't like doing that. So he's trying to come forth with a plan that hits the sweet spot where he has income tax rate reductions and offsets that with higher sales taxes. That's the governor's plan. plan, basically.
I hope you come back, Tyler, because this is complicated stuff. It's like a pinball machine where this hits that and reflects off of that and affects this, affects that, affects the other thing. Thank you, sir. Tyler Bridges. You can get his books at tylerbridges.com. We come back, we'll talk to Kelly Schultz about the big Taylor Swift weekend and what else does New Orleans have coming up. That and more. Stay with us, WWL.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.